Camden Factor, this is your first year here. Was it your idea to bring your show to Frontera Fest?
Well, okay, so this is going to sound a little weird, but I'm 16.
Nothing sounds weird.
I'm 16 now, and I've actually been writing this play since I was about 12.
Okay.
So I went on this camp, and I met a whole... It's about sexual assault and sexual violence within teen relationships. And I met a concerning amount of young girls, as young as 12, or younger, who'd experience this kind of thing. And I started writing my show, which was originally Andrew Tate quotes and direct quotes from this website called Everyone's Invited, which was a pretty new thing at the time. It wasn't a big thing in America, but it was where teenagers would post their stories.
Sure.
And it was basically a verbatim play at that point. And once I moved to Austin, I found out about Frontera Fest, which just provided a great opportunity for people like me who have nowhere to put on their show and just want to put something out into the world. So yeah, I kind of transformed it into less of a verbatim play and more of a dialogue between, it's a 4-person cast, so it's pretty small. So it's a dialogue between these three boys and then this other girl telling her story. And you kind of find out what happened at around the same time on both sides of the stage.
Great. Well, I love the idea of hearing about your story, but I want to just back up a little bit and give you a lot of credit. It takes a lot of chutzpah to, at 16 years old, to make the step to bring your play in to a very competitive environment in a lot of ways. So I think that is amazing. And it shows a lot of... what's the word I'm trying to come up? Well, I'll just say chutzpah, but
moxie.
You got moxie, kid. You got moxie. So congratulations.
We need
for
to
that.
Bring back the usage of moxie more often. You got moxie.
Yeah, honestly, it's terrifying. we're T minus a few days from the show. It's the first time it's going on.
When is your performance?
Mine's this Friday.
This Friday.
Yep.
Okay, great. And do you know where you are in the lineup? How many shows per evening?
Five per evening.
Five shows.
There are some nights where there are only four.
And that's when you come in and do your monologue.
we do a minimum of four.
Okay.
Usually it's five.
Do you know where you are in the lineup on Friday?
I'm quite sure I'm second, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay, amazing. So you are not only the playwright, but you're also directing this.
Yeah.
You've taken on double duty.
Yeah, director is a strong word. The actors have really come through. Honestly, I do not know what I'd do without them. They're far more experienced than I am. A UT-based cast, it was just they're all so helpful. It's wonderful.
Well, I do believe, as a director myself, I do believe the director's biggest job is editing anyway. So okay. So we use our cast. And Sophia, you are one of the four actors in the play.
Yes.
And you are a UT student.
Yes, I am.
And so I just learned this very moment that the other three cast members are also UT students.
Yes. I believe the three other, the guys, are more closely tied to each other. They are all theater majors or acting related majors.
And you are not a theater major.
I am not. I'm an English major, although I have acted my whole life. I love it dearly. And I want to still be involved in it.
You know what's interesting?
What's interesting?
You're an English major. I speak English.
Wow.
It's true.
We have a lot in common.
We do. Well, that's amazing. So any chance that once you leave UT, you might audition in a more professional environment?
You know... That is definitely something I'm considering. Right now, I'm at a point in my life where I'm just considering all aspects, anything. I'm actually really into media studies and radio, television, film. So that is something I'm exploring right now. Theater is always going to be a part of my life, whether it's professional or community for fun, I love it.
So. Excellent.
I love it.
Now, I understand y'all are going to do a monologue from this piece.
Yes.
Yep.
Do y'all want to set it up in any way, shape, or form?
I can just read it here for you guys. So in the play, my character records a series of audio messages to her boyfriend, which she deletes one by one. And this is interspersed with her boyfriend discussing the situation with two of his friends with wildly different perspectives while they're playing video games.
Okay, wonderful. This is Sophia Espanyol doing a... monologue from the play He Said, She Said as part of Frontera Fest at Hyde Park Theater.
How could I let myself think that this was my fault? No, no, there is a reason I feel like this, and it's not me, it's not imaginary. I am not overreacting, and I didn't make it up in my head. It happened, and it's your fault. And it happened so fast, and I thought you were going to stop. I trusted you. And I thought you were going to stop. But I should have known after what every single person told me about you. And you know what? There is no coming back from this. This is not something sorry can fix. The first time someone told me that something like this happened to them, I thought it was so sad and terrible. Shocking. But now I'm not even that surprised it happened to me. And they say girls never call the boy out on it because they're afraid that no one would believe her, that it would just be a matter of he said, she said. But when they do believe her, no one is even that surprised because it happens all the time. There's no reason to care. And if it is so normal, am I making too big a deal about this? Wait, is this just a part of life for girls that no one told me about? A painful reality that we all learn at a certain point? A secret that we all keep?
Wow. That is tough to listen to, but important for folks to hear. So thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. It sounds like an amazing piece and very courageous for you to write it and direct it and show it out there to the world. We're almost out of time. Ken, you're also doing a Mi Caso Es Tu Teatro this year.
Yes, Saturday, February 7th, one day only, Mi Caso Es Tu Teatro. It's a theater pieces in a non-traditional space. And it's this little subdivision where we had the festival last year. Mm-hmm. And you can find out all about the Frontera Fest on the website, HydeParkTheater.org. It talks about Mi Casa and also the descriptions and performance order for the shows this week. We don't know the performance order until everybody does their tech rehearsals.
But, right. So this is the first week. Right now?
Yes, we started last night.
You started last night. How did it go last night?
It went very well. The curtain speech was very well received.
As always.
By Christy and myself. Lena Dietrich jokes that's the best part of the festival, but it's not true.
Sometimes.
It won't be true on Friday.
It won't be true on Friday. Well, as you say, that if you're not everybody is going to relate to every single show, but if you just wait 20 minutes, you get another chance to get something else.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Well, great. So it's happening starting now through the 14th. Mm-hmm. And where can folks go to get more information? Give them that web address.
HydeParkTheater.org.
Great. Well, Ken and Camden and Sophia, thank you so much for coming on the
show.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Really
much.
Appreciate it. That was Ken Webster, Camden Factor, and Sophia Spaniel, all of Scriptworks and Hyde Park Theater's Frontera Fest Short Fringe, happening now through February 14th.